who grew up in my hometown. Some of them, they really have not left, but they have gone. They have opened up their own churches, you know, non-denominational churches. Matter of fact, I went home 2 weeks ago. One of the guys there, he's opened up his own clothing store. So you can see the young blacks who did not leave, they are coming back to try to change, to make a change, and they're trying to make a change, which is good. And I don't know if it'll ever become a Roswell, but at least they're trying to, and they're changing, you know, trying to change just the attitude. And a lot had to do with, I mean, to be honest, a lot had to do with segregation. I grew up in a very segregated, at the very, you know, at the height of segregation, whereas the young kids now in the 30s, 40s, by the time that happened, they were already integrated into the high school systems where they didn't go to all black schools like I did. So, and I think that's where you can see the difference now, because their values are different, so they're coming back trying to make a difference in the community.
Interesting. You were saying how church is important in your town. How important is church here in Roswell for the black community?
I think it's important here, but it's like in when I grew up, that was the only thing you had, and your whole life revolved around the church. The churches here, they're very involved in the communities. That's one of the things when I was growing up, you went to church that was set. Whereas now the churches in the communities, black and white, they're reaching out and trying to do more things around health, fitness, you know, well-being. It's more of a total person, just not about going in just doing religion, trying to do different type of walks and so forth to get the whole community involved. And I've seen that change over the years here too in Roswell. So to compare now, when I first came to Roswell, it was more about you go to church. In the years, and maybe some have to do with the influx of the new people too coming in, I've seen the churches evolved also around what activities they do. They realize that we have to reach the young. We have to do more than just go to church. It's about, like you say, diabetes workshops, health, wellness, financing. They're doing financial planning, and it's becoming more of a total. Now, I will admit, I saw that first more in the Atlanta, College Park, some of the other black mega churches. I saw that first there. But now it's coming here in Roswell. So I guess it's like with anything else, you have to start. Where it was thought of that we are more than just a body of worship, that we need to extend to the communities. And it's spreading all over Atlanta is what I'm seeing, which is good. Small, large churches, everybody's getting involved to realize. I mean, because I think some of the mega churches have their own credit union and so forth, school systems and so forth. So it's really growing. And I'm glad to see the churches getting involved, especially with the youth, and trying to do plans for them and the senior citizens. So that's been a very positive thing to me.
And for the youth here in Roswell, do they stay, I guess once they're old enough to make their own decision, do they remain, do they continue to go to church here in Roswell? Do they go elsewhere?
I think what I've seen in the last years, looking at my daughter's age and my youngest one, they do not stay in the churches in Roswell. Some they've tended to go away to some of the other mega churches. And I think what it is, the young adults are looking for more. So they go to churches where they have a lot of activities and so forth. And there are some, the ones who still stay here in Roswell, they generally go to the churches here. But the ones who've really kind of spread out and go different places, they just don't. I've seen some start to come back into some of the churches that are Baptist, whatever, doesn't make a difference about religions, but they're appealing to more of the youth is what I'm seeing. So I'm seeing a lot of the churches here in Atlanta, churches here now seem to look like a lot of the mega churches that you have nowadays. Okay. Just don't have the number of people, but at least trying to do a lot of the activities. They have